That's DynaGreen. Ask for it by name. DynaGreen at your local lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Managing depression. It's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression.
To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova selling team, now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova selling team at sellingstlewis.com.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the white.
I'll make one statement. And then we'll get to Dr. Doug, because the big, you stop music for a second. The big story today, unfortunately, is another grand jury decision not to indict a police officer up in New York. Eric Garner is the name of the guy who died after being arrested. And I've seen the video, and I have to tell you that this is a tough one. This is a tough call. There may very well have been excessive force used here. I don't know. But
I was going to talk about that earlier. I'm surprised that they didn't have some charge against him.
Yeah, this one surprises me. The other one didn't, but this one does. But the other thing I want to say is this. And that doesn't justify if they did use excessive force. And, again, boy, this one, when I saw the video, I thought, oh, man, this guy, these cops are in trouble. Maybe it did take that many of them to do this. But the other thing I want to say is, and don't confuse the two. Don't confuse this as saying, okay, well, you're saying they were justified in it. Eric Garner had been arrested 31 times. When you decide, and I said this before, when you decide to choose a life of crime, you're going to be treated differently by cops when they encounter you. You're dangerous to them.
And you have a reputation with them.
Well, sure you do. They know who you are. Yeah. They've arrested you 31 times. So the best decision in a perfect world would be, and you do have a choice, crime or be a law-abiding citizen, is don't be a criminal. Don't be a criminal. And both of these cases, this would not have happened. And I'm not, again, saying they didn't use excessive force. It looked to me like this might have been a little bit unnecessary. I mean, he was a huge guy, 350 pounds. He was big. And they say he did resist arrest. But, you know, it's one thing to resist arrest. It's another, the response you use to that resistance. But again, let's get back to this. If you choose to be a criminal, you have to be ready for whatever the consequences are. Jail, shot by another drug dealer or another criminal, death by a cop, whatever. So we need to start making better choices. You can start the music again if you want to. Right. It is time for Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's your best best friend. I actually have something I saw on television, and I think it was CBS Sunday Morning. I'm pretty sure it was. I want to ask him about it. We'll get to that in a minute. Right now, we need your calls, because we're going to jump right in. He doesn't do a monologue like Jose. So if you have a pet, you're thinking about buying a pet, somebody else you know has a pet, you don't think they're treating them right, whatever. This is the guy to talk to. He is your pet's best friend, and he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. 314 969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. I think you know that's your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It is holiday season, parties, drinking, Laclede Cab. STL Taxi is the app, and it's free. Please download it. You'll be glad you did. Here he is, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
We're doing great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
I knew you'd say that. I saw a segment, maybe Peon saw it, because he's also, I think, a fan of the CBS Sunday Morning, and I don't think it was 60 Minutes. It was one or the other. On this guy who lives, and we've seen shows like this where a guy lives with wild animals, monkeys, gorillas. This guy lives with lions, and he saves lions from being sold to these places where they allow people to shoot them in captivity, which is ridiculous because that's not hunting. And have you seen this guy? It was really interesting. But after it was over, my reaction is, well, one of these days we're going to see the story on that he got eaten by a lion because he wrestles with them. And you've seen these people. They come and jump up on him. And these are big lions. They're the real deal. And it was very interesting to watch. But am I not right in no matter how friendly and how much they lick him and play with him, at any moment, one of them could take his head off?
Well, I totally agree. I always say that, you know, humans are kind of made like bubble gum. And you have a big lion fighting another big lion, it's no big deal. But a lion or an elephant or whatever messing with a human, we're like silly putty to them. And we don't always know what the triggers are. It could even start as a play. I know one gentleman that raised big cats, and he would go out and feed them, and I suspect he got killed. And I suspect what happened with him is he went out, started feeding, and the animal probably came down, started chewing on his ankles just playfully, started to draw blood, and then they go into a feeding frenzy.
Well, hey, this tastes better than what I'm eating.
That's right. Everybody I know that has the super, what we call the super exotics, like the chimps and the lions and tigers, you know,
bears.
Anyone that rides a motorcycle is eventually
Dr. Doug, excuse me, Dr. Doug. I have to apologize. Dan has interrupted three times, and I know why. He wants to do his Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz, and now here's Dan Strauss. Here's Dan Strauss as the Cowardly Lion giving his opponent a chance to fight. Go ahead, Dan.
Put him up. Put him up. Come on. Put him up. Put him up.
The last part sounded like he was straining on the toilet.
He was.
Yes.
Yeah, I was.
He messed his pants. Just right then.
Always.
But again, Frank, I totally agree with you. It's why we don't encourage people to do this. But even the people that are doing these sanctuaries, if they get too relaxed or too comfortable thinking, oh, this animal's never going to hurt me, one day, and statistically one day, something's going to happen.
And it sure looked like when you watched him with them, like anybody playing with a puppy. You just thought, wow, isn't that something?
You still don't know what that trigger is. It's going to just like turn
and,
them
and
on.
And aren't there certain animals? Look, I'll give you an example on a much smaller scale, a little bitty animal. But you never see this, almost never, as a pet. And that's a squirrel. Why is that? They're cute. They're jerky, but they're really.
I've raised several squirrels as pets and stuff. Well, ones that have been out in the wild, or they come to us because someone chopped down a tree and they found them. And even those that you hand, you know, if you're working with them, they get pretty nasty and they can bite, and it's just not worth it.
And why more people don't have squirrels as pets? Because they can at any moment just decide to bite you.
Exactly.
That's what, I think Chris Rock had the line when the Siegfried and Roy tiger attacked Roy. He said, that tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger.
Exactly. That was such a baloney line when they said that, you know, the tiger wasn't trying to hurt him.
I didn't do a very good job of trying to not hurt him.
Yeah.
That guy's still a vegetable, isn't he, that Roy?
Yeah. Physically,
I think
he's never going to be right. He's all messed up. All right, one last time for the numbers, then we'll get right to Dr. Doug and your calls. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Chris. Chris, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, we're getting ready to get a English bulldog
okay.
for Christmas.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, is there anything we should really look out for with the English bulldog? I know it's sometimes they have some breathing problems or maybe some hip problems.
Yeah, the first thing I always tell people, if you're going to go look for a pet, and this is not only applying to you and your bulldog, but anyone around this season's looking for pets, you know, first of all, really think about what you're getting. See how it fits in your household with your particular family components, and really put down, if your vet needs to help you, sit down and put down a bunch of questions, and then go search out. Don't take your kids with you when you're searching for a baby. The first time, because they're going to, whatever you see is what they're going to want. So you do the work, you do the little due diligence period, and ask good questions. Look at the parents, because, and find out about the medical history of the parents. Always ask if you could have access, if your vet can have access to their veterinarian to get the honest poop about what's going on historically in a given breeding line, because you never know what. Every animal group is going to be a little different. So that's the best way to avoid. I mean, you're right. The English bulldogs, I love them, and I used to raise them. And now I have French bulldogs. But they do have a tendency, if you're not careful, to have real serious respiratory problems, chronic skin conditions, eye problems, sometimes orthopedic problems. Again, but the beauty of what they are and why they're as crazy as they are is what makes them fun to have. So I love the breed. You might look at French Bulldogs just because they have fewer, in my experience, fewer medical problems, and they're a little more physical, and they still get the value of the grunt and all the noise, but you also have a little bit easier animal to manage medically. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Good. Thank you.
Real quickly before the next call, did you watch the dog show, Doctor?
Did you know that the Frenchies took, I think he was third or fourth, in his class.
But did you watch it?
I didn't get to watch it, but I heard it was amazing.
So. Amazing meaning it's comical to me, like it's a joke, but it's really a real thing, but it looks like a joke
yeah.
to me. Let's go to Terry. Terry, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
I'm groovy.
Right on. Hey,
well, two old guys.
I've got some mules that I ride here and there, and I've got this one particular mule. It's about 22 years old. It's an Arabian mule, and it's got some arthritic pains in its shoulder whenever I go for a short little ride. And somebody suggested grinding up an aspirin and maybe putting a little sweet feed an hour or two before you did something like that. I know there's a lot of things in the market that you give for joint relief and all that kind of stuff. But I was just wondering, what is your opinion about it?
I don't have any experience with that. We use it in dogs, but I don't have any experience with it in horses or any kind of mules.
Is a mule considered a jackass, or is that just a donkey?
I would probably call one of the equine specialists around town. Yeah. We have a bunch of good ones here in St. Louis Metroplex. Right. And the other thing I was going to tell you is that there is a procedure called cold laser. And that's being used. It was used in humans for 25 years in rehabilitation for orthopedic problems and skin problems, and now it's in the veterinary community. And a lot of the horse people are starting to use it. It's amazing for that kind of scenario. So you might talk to one of the equine facilities around and see if they are interested in that and using that or any other. That's a non-invasive, very simple thing to do. And whoever has those devices available to lease or rent or just come out and do that for you, you'll probably see a pretty immediate response with that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I know you deal with all kinds of species.
I do. Thank you.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Before you get away, a mule's not a jackass, is it? That's just a donkey?
No, the jackass, donkey, the ass, that's all the same thing depending on where you are in the world. You've got to have one of those as a male and then a female mare horse to create a mule.
So a mule is a jackass.
Mule, a half-ass and half-horse.
Half-ass mule.
A half-ass horse.
Half-ass horse, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Thank you, Terry.
And George Washington is one of the guys that actually kind of started the whole thing, because he knew we had to propagate this country, and the horse wasn't going to do it in the agriculture, so he got from the King of Spain a couple jacks and jennies, and he started breeding mules.
Well, good for him. Good for George. Thank you, Terry.
No.
Well, that settles it. You give him a half aspirin.
Yeah.
Half-ass.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
He said, give me aspirin. And I said, half aspirin, because it's like a half. I forget.
I got it.
Let me bring Kenny in here. Kenny, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are y'all?
Good.
I'm AM and the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah. And thanks for taking my call. I've had lots of questions I've always wanted to ask you, but this one's kind of, I guess, kind of important. It's kind of a downer. I got a cat. I don't know how old she is. We guessed maybe, I guess she'd be around maybe 8, 9 years old now. She's just come out of the barn one day, just kind of around the property, hung around, and I took a liking to her. She was a good cat, chases coons off the deck, just really tough, mean cat, great mauser. But anyways, she's
anyway.
Having, I got you on that one.
You no, we got you.
she's having these seizure attacks, where she just kind of flips out. Okay. Just starts rolling, flipping, tongue comes out real fast and quick and bites on her leg and then kind of stands up, shakes it off like a cartoon character, yaddy, 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 and just goes back to normal.
Well, and it sounds like a true seizure. Seizure is kind of a trash can term, meaning that a lot of things can cause a seizure irritation. That's a irritable focus somewhere in the brain is typically what you're dealing with. So the veterinarian, the first thing he'll do is want to test your liver and kidney functions and make sure those are normal, because they can cause accumulation of toxins that would stimulate a seizure. And if that doesn't work, you know, it's not that old of a cat. There are a lot of facilities now, and I think there's 2 or 3 facilities in St. Louis alone that have the ability to do a neurological workup with CT scans or MRIs and all kinds of good
that
stuff.
That sounds high dollar.
Yeah, I think they're around $900 to $1,200 for...
Oh, my God. She's never been to a vet day in her life. Ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to try and resolve things, and then there are other ways that if you just can't afford those diagnostics, what you can talk to your veterinarian about doing is just trying one of the anti-seizure medicines. You don't know if you're solving something or not.
That's what I was wondering if there was. I noticed she's having trouble getting around. She started to run into stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, she might be going blind. She might have a tumor in the brain or something. But
I thought you were going to say a cataract.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
I know, it's kind of sad. I like cats, but I never bought my way to get one. But she's just been a pretty good old cat, and I feel bad. My little girl loves her, so.
Yeah, I mean,
there is some kind of anti-seizure medicine.
At least some initial workup with your vet and see whatever they can do to try and control those seizures. It's probably worth a try.
And getting her into a vet, oh, my God, they'll have their hands full. They can gas her, though, to look her over, can't they?
Holy
you have to
no,
her.
I mean, he means anesthesia.
Yeah,
not the lethal gas.
All right. Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Kenny.
And my sister put a picture of a cat on my Facebook page because she wants to see this cat get adopted. She goes to this pet store and she sees this cat every day. She's not going to adopt it because she already has 2 cats. But if you want to go to my Facebook page and see this cat, my sister would love it if someone would adopt it.
Is it a kitten?
I think it's almost a year old.
Oh, okay.
So it's not quite a kitten, no.
Okay, one last call. That's going to be John. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, John, how are you?
Okay, glad to talk to you. Hey, this guy that was talking about the English
bulldog
that he was thinking of getting. I had one in my house. I have a rescue dog, little terrier, and a bulldog. And this guy that's going to get, if he doesn't mind mopping up the floor or having towels where the dog drinks, that's one of the biggest.
Yeah, they slobber. They're kind of funny that way, but they're still great personalities.
Yeah, right. Other than that, this one goes up to 50 pounds, and the food bill and the cleaning up after them is, those are the minuses to the breed. However, they're gentle breed, although they don't look that way.
John, did you have a question for Dr. Doug?
Oh, yeah, one question, yeah. This dog, also, it's a bulldog, also... every once in a while, it will start humping me. What's the story on that? Is it the rescue dog or what? I mean, or it's a female.
Oh, female. Yeah, they'll sometimes do that. And how old is the dog right now?
It's 10 months old.
10 months old. Okay, yeah. I think its hormones are just kind of out of whack. And that behavior hopefully will just kind of rinse away and disappear. So I wouldn't get too worried about it. And just kind of reprimand him in a gentle way. So that's not
okay. I was just wondering. I just thought, are there, you know, they're queer dogs or what? How do they go? I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
What the? Yeah, we've had a couple of.
Oh, that guy.
Archie Bunker.
That's a great way to wrap it up, I think.
I'll say.
That's the way I'd like to end it, with that thought in your head. And we thank you, Dr. Doug. Let's do this again next week. What
we'll
do you say?
See you next week.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
I was just wondering if it was one of those queer dogs.
Dr. Doug brought to you by Annie. Oh, no, it's not. That's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Laclede. That guy got me all screwed up. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy to download, and it works. And this holiday season, I can think of two good reasons for Laclede Cab. You had too much to drink somewhere, or you're shopping place to place to place. Trying to find a parking spot? Forget it. Let the cab wait for you, but make sure it's a Laclede cab. All right, thanks to Dr. Doug. He'll be back next week. It's the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And now, a man who has to be so excited today and thrilled with a piece of news that broke this morning. Let's see if he knows what I'm talking about. John Landoff, how are you?
Fantastic.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Frank, how are you?
I'm good. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Motor
I
Trend?
Don't, I don't know. I'm sitting
Motor,
down, though.
Motor Trend Magazine?
Motor Trend Magazine, yeah. Great magazine.
What's the story?
I don't know, but you're going to tell me.
I am going to tell you because Motor Trend
I'm just too busy over here putting together all of the paperwork from all the vehicles that we sold over the weekend and again on Monday and Tuesday.
I'm trying to do something that will help your sales, really, really help them. So here we go.
What is it, Frank?
Motor Trend Magazine.
Yes.
Stunned the Ford Motor Company when they just announced as truck of the year, the Chevy Colorado.
Wow. Colorado.
There were lots of people in the industry who just assumed the Ford F-150 would be a shoe-in for one of the biggest awards you can get. It's a tremendous blow to Ford's pride. But Motor Trend announced today they have chosen the new midsize Colorado Chevy pickup truck for its truck of the year. And that's a big, big deal.
That's a great deal. That is fantastic. And, yes, I did hear about it, but I just wanted to hear you deliver it.
No, I don't think you knew about it.
You are so good. Your delivery is just, I mean, it's almost perfect. You know, it's your great storytelling ability. It's unbelievable. It really is. But we just might have to give you a Colorado to drive.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't want to twist your arm or anything, buddy.
No, I'd
but,
love to have
yeah,
one
I
to drive think, a couple of weeks. I'd love to. Then I could tell people why it won that award. That'd be great.
I think we've had a whopping 11 or 12 delivered off the transport. Really, we could go and pick them up ourselves at Wentzville, but they still have to load them on to a transport truck and bring them here to beautiful Florissant. So we've sold every one of them. I think we got. We might have one in stock that just came in a couple of days ago, but it is just a beautiful truck.
When you get the one that has everything you could possibly get on it, hold that one for me. I'll drive that one. I'm a bells and whistles guy.
All the bells and whistles.
You
bet. Yeah, you got to love that stuff. But you know what? It's also going to be here when our work truck model comes out. It's going to be a great vehicle also, you know, for people that use their trucks for work, for construction, for, you know, electrical, for, you know, woodworking, anything you need. That new Colorado will do it. It'll be great. So here I am in the office again, third day in a row.
Now, is there anybody else in your office right now?
Well, as a matter of fact, Robert Rice, one of our tremendous finance managers, how did you know that?
Well, I didn't
know that somebody
but
was
there's
in
a
my
reason,
office.
But there's a reason that I asked. Can Robert hear me?
I can hear you, Frank.
Robert, how are you?
I'm wonderful, sir. Glad to talk to you.
Do you feel lightheaded at all? Do you feel okay?
I feel okay. I feel okay. Yes, sir.
All right, here's the reason I ask. I just heard John go like that, and with that nose, that takes about 80 cubic feet of air out.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And I didn't know if he lost
oxygen. I hear Robert laughing.
Happy
I hear one
holidays.
Person laughing in that office.
Hey, if a customer
hey,
laughs,
okay.
It's okay.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, you can make fun of my nose. That might be the only thing you can really make fun of on my body, but I got
yeah,
a lot
you got
of
plenty
ammunition
for me.
With you, sir.
Oh, no. Where do you want to start? Bald head, fat gut? Where do you want to start?
If we start from the top on bottom, I might get lost about halfway down. But
John,
no.
You know what
they
say.
I just couldn't resist it.
You know what they say
that's
about
okay.
A guy
that's
with
okay.
A big nose?
That's
what do they
okay,
say?
Frank, really. You know, if
he
you didn't make
boogers.
Fun of me once in a while, I would think there's something wrong with you.
Did you hear what Dan said that was so disrespectful?
No, I didn't hear anything that Dan said.
He said, you know what they say about a guy with a big nose? He has big boogers. I don't... Edit that out. Peon, edit that out.
Is that true?
Edit it out. Edit what you just said out.
How do I do this? I really don't know. I mean, even though I get to meet some of the greatest people...
You know why you do it?
Because your listeners, our listeners, excuse me, our listeners... They just, you know, they will look at me and say, "Why do you let Frank do that?"
But, hey, Robert, is Robert still there?
Yeah, Robert's still
Robert,
here.
Are you,
I'm
Robert,
still talking too,
Robert,
by the way.
Robert, are you a customer?
No, he's a finance manager.
He's a finance manager. Don't you listen when I'm talking?
No. No. No, we don't.
You don't even listen, do you?
No.
I don't know.
I'm just being honest.
Why?
Really don't.
Why?
Every time you hang up, I ask these guys, what do you say?
I mean, besides maybe the 20 some odd people that bought vehicles from us last weekend that are AM and the PM. Right, Robert?
Absolutely. It's wonderful. We get some great listeners. We have a lot of fun when they're here.
No,
thank
they're
you,
the
Robert.
Best. They are the best. They really are. They would never, your listeners would never, ever make fun of my nose. Ever.
Well, that's not true. Okay, you want me to read you a couple emails?
No. Well, because what's going to happen now, this week people are going to come up and they're going to look straight at my nose and probably start laughing, okay? Now, how is that going to make me feel?
It'll make you feel great as long as they buy a vehicle.
Yeah.
Let me just read you a couple emails. Here. Dear Frank, I went into Landoff to look around. What a great dealership. What nice people. What's up with John's nose? That's
who wrote that one?
Who wrote that? What's their name?
Jenny Littleman.
Jenny Littleman?
Jenny Littleman from Cottleville. Here's another one. I get them all the time. Dear Frank, finally went to Landoff because of you. You were right about everything you said. I made a wrong turn and started to go down a dark hallway and then realized I must have been in one of John's nostrils. That's from
now, I got to tell you,
Harvey,
now that's funny.
Harvey Filmon.
Not everything
Harvey
you say
Filmon?
Is funny. I just laugh sometimes to make you feel good.
I know
you. I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here. You can't see my face.
No.
I'm like yawning, like...
Yeah, I'm sure you
Frank,
are.
That's so funny.
Well, that was a cowardly lion
and
there.
Here's the thing,
bit.
Folks. If you go to Landoff and you meet John and you want to look at his nose, he doesn't care. He just wants you to really consider buying a vehicle from him. And let me say this about this Colorado. That truck that has just been named Motor Trend Truck of the Year, they
the
have
truck that
same...
I was going to give you to drive for about a couple of weeks until you made fun of my nose.
No,
don't worry, I'm still
going to come
do
around.
It.
You'll come around. I'll get that truck.
I'll still do it, okay?
I'll get that. That same truck is at all the other Chevy dealers, but you're never, never going to get the service. First of all, you'll never beat the price, and you're never going to get the same service, level of service you'll get from Johnny Landoff.
You're correct. We have an award-winning service operation run by our 32-year partner,
Bruce Weiner.
Been with us 32 years. He
That's
started
a long time.
As a technician here. He's a prodigal child technician. I think he was like 12 when he started turning wrenches for us. Okay? Mm. That's right. He's a great guy. Maybe 13. But we do have a tremendous service operation. But you're a little bit misguided, Frank.
Why
Not all of the Chevy dealers are getting Colorados. Only the top dog, like Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
I didn't know.
Okay,
that.
Comes to the one that they know can sell it right away. They don't want those vehicles sitting on the lot for, like, you know, 6 months. You know, we get them in and out of here sometimes in, what, 6 hours, 6 days or less. Right, Robert?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Robert. That's correct. Right on cue.
Yeah, good input, Robert. Stop hogging the segment.
Oh, God. He does a great job. He just does a great job. And he went to the Mizzou game on Friday. That's worked the morning shift, and he and his wife went to the game. And your wife, Rebecca, is a graduate of Arkansas. Is that right?
Yeah, she's from Arkansas. And so she loved the first half. She was a little crying the blues on the second half when Mizzou came back and showed them how to play in the SEC.
How about those Tigers? Ooh, it's exciting, isn't it?
That's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think a lot of listeners were wondering. I wonder where Robert's wife went to school.
Well, now they know. Well, they wasn't them.
Now they do.
Know
you
exactly.
Don't have to wonder anymore.
I can tell you this much: we've got a lot of cars and trucks. I mean, we sold a lot last month, and we just keep getting more transports in. I almost want to close my shade, but then I go, "Why? Why should I close my shade?" There's more opportunity. More opportunity for the great AM and the PM listening crowd to come and get a great deal at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And you know, and every vehicle we have is priced online, extremely aggressive, at Landoff.com. So you can shop online 24/7, 365. Chip Unterberg and his team do a great job of getting back with our customers immediately and putting great deals together. But besides that, I think
you okay, Robert?
My nose and I are going to go ahead and go talk to some customers that Robert wants me to go talk to. Robert, are these customers AIM and the PM?
Uh-oh. He's passed out.
There you go.
Lack
of oxygen. There you go. More AIM and the PM customers. Unbelievable. I just knew it.
He's unconscious.
Robert.
Isn't that right, Robert? He hit the deck. Yeah. Ah, here we go.
Yeah. 314-837-1800. That's the number, the only number you need to know to make your automotive transportation dreams come true. It's Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet. 314-837-1800. We're getting a new phone system in a couple of weeks. Mary Ryan just went for a long demonstration. She came up to my office. She was hugging me. She's so excited to get a new phone system, and she will even have more fun answering the phone calls of all the great
people. I saw your phone system. It looks like it's space age. It looks fantastic. You should come to the station and see our phone system.
Yeah. Can you give us your old one?
Yeah, you'll say, can we buy your old system? That'd be new to us.
Yeah. No.
No. Okay.
We got a nice
trade-in on this phone system.
All right. We're going to be
up in digital for our customers so that they can get crystal clear reception when they call.
All right.
314-837-1800.
Look forward to that.
24/7, 365 at lawandduff.com.
Robert, nice having you join us today.
Just drive up here.
Robert's still being passed out. Robert's still there?
You all right?
We're doing great, sir. We're ready to have some fun and deliver some of those new Colorados.
Hey, can we go now? We have a customer waiting in the finance office.
Please.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, let's see some business. Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, John.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for making fun of me again, Frank.
Anytime. Bye.
Bye.
So sensitive. He and Mike Evans. So sensitive.
Yeah, that's the first time ever he said, well, we got to go.
Yeah.
That never happens.
No. What was that about? Boy, that may be the real indicator we may have lost a client. He's never done that before.
He hurt his feelings.
We are going to take a break and come back and kick some things around. And before you know it, Bill Cleveland will be here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're coming in on eastbound 44 at Kings Highway, or just before Kings Highway, you've got emergency vehicles that were blocking the right lane. It sounds like we have a crash now on westbound 30, just west of Highway 141. Southbound 141 running pretty slow between Highway 30 and Highway 21. We've got normal stop-and-go traffic on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland. It's a little bit slow, off the pace, we'll call it, between Spady all the way out through Timberlake Manor. On eastbound 270, you're starting to jam up now at McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 170, some off the pace, we'll call it crowded traffic coming down from Page down through Highway 40. And eastbound 40 now is slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Robitussin, the number one pharmacist recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Control your cough with Robitussin. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. And to you and yours, from me and mine, and everybody here at the Big 550 KTRS, have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Football season is here. Games, tailgating, and beer all go great with G&W Brats. Rams, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Whoever you cheer for, do it with a G&W Original Brat or their new Cheddar Bacon Brat. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerbergs, and Straub's or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit G&W Meats Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meats.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Thousands of families have benefited from the St. Louis Home Retention Group, and more than 700 families, and the number's a lot higher than that, have successfully been able to stay in their own homes. It's something they ought to be proud of. And, Steve, give me one of those success stories.
You know, I'm just looking at the one right here on my desk right now, Steve. And, first of all, you have to understand that our company, Doug and I, we derive a great deal of pleasure and satisfaction of being able to do this. But here's a guy, three kids, single father, out of work for 12 months, FHA loan, came in here with foreclosure sale date within 30 days. We were able to stop the foreclosure. We were able to contact his bank, bring his loan current, and we ended up dropping his mortgage payment down to a number that was affordable to him based on his new income.
That's the type of thing that makes you want to get up and go to work in the morning, right?
That's how we do it, sir.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group, the success stories tell the story. Call the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com.
This holiday season, Granite Busters is giving back, and you can be a big part of something very special. It's the third annual Granite Busters Giving Tree. Help make Christmas special for one of 20 underprivileged local children. When you purchase granite countertops at Granite Busters, an ornament with a child's name and their gift list will be pulled from the Giving Tree. A portion of the sale will be allocated to the fulfillment of that child's unique gift list. It's a great way to make Christmas extra special this year. The Granite Busters Giving Tree. Visit the store today at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Peruse a 20,000-square-foot showroom and double warehouse. Check out over 500 in-stock slabs and pick out the perfect one for your home. And learn about the unbeatable specials that Granite Busters is offering right now. Best of all, once you complete your purchase, you can pick up your child's ornament from the tree and help fulfill the wish list. The Giving Tree, only at Granite Busters. Call for details, 636-322-2344, or visit online at granitebusters.com.
No matter where you turn, you can't escape it. Debt. Credit card bills and collection agencies calling and calling and calling. End the nightmare. Call PCS Debt Relief at 636-243-8555. PCS Debt Relief is a local company with an amazing track record of helping people just like you. PCS Debt Relief has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you know they do it the right way. They don't charge any upfront fees and won't push you into a cookie-cutter quick fix that ends up making your situation worse. At PCS Debt Relief, you'll get free advice where you'll work one-on-one with a debt analyst. They'll explain all of your options and customize a plan exclusively for you. Settle your debt for thousands less than you thought you had to pay. It happens every day at PCS Debt Relief. Call them right now at 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or explore their informative website at PCSDebtRelief.com. End the nightmare. Call PCS Debt Relief now.
When is the last time you went to the dentist? When is the next time you're going to go to the dentist? A family practice by a family that cares, that's Bowen Dental Care. Bowen Dental Care on Dunn Road in Florissant has been serving the community for over 40 years. And if you're looking for a new smile, straighter teeth, or if you have spacing or crowning issues, right now Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care is offering $500 off Invisalign. Invisalign is a way to straighten your teeth without using braces, and it's a much more comfortable option. The Bowen family in Florissant is the official dentist office of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Your answer to all of your dental needs under one roof, Bowen Dental Care. Get the treatment you and your family deserve by a family that cares. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And you can always find them online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, my name is Mike Gingland, president at St. Mary's High School. Have you heard about the renaissance going on South Grand Boulevard? I encourage you to come and visit our beautiful 27-acre campus. Schedule a tour or shadow a student and experience our amazing academic program. Located just 10 minutes from Jamison and 44 and 20 minutes anywhere, south, north, and west, St. Mary's High School is accessible to all. St. Mary's High School, our side, south side.
Your favorite team is on the TVs while you enjoy good food, cold beer, and camaraderie at Hot Shots Bar & Grill in Arnold and Webster Groves. Imagine chowing down on Hot Shots boneless wings, burger, and macho spuds, as well as drink specials during NFL football. For more, go to HotShotsNet.com. Pool leagues, dirt leagues, beer, burgers, wings, pizza, and watching the game with other fans.
Yeah!
It's Hot Shots Bar & Grill in Webster Groves in the Yorkshire Village Shopping Center at Laclede Station and Watson Roads in Arnold, a mile east of Highway 55 at the intersection of 141 and Jeffco Boulevard.
If you're an individual investor looking for tax-free income, consider municipal bonds. Henyon & Walsh is a leading independent expert in municipal bonds. For over 20 years, they've been helping individual investors like you build bond portfolios. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, call Henyon & Walsh today for your free bond guide. Call 1-800-908-0673. That's 1-800-908-0673. Maybe subject to local, state, or alternative minimum tax. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
The holidays are all about comfort, and no one knows classic comfort food like Bishop's Post Restaurant in Chesterfield. In fact, St. Louis Magazine named the Andouille Sausage Gumbo as a top dish of its comfort food list. Bishop's Post is the perfect gathering place over the cold holidays. And right now, you'll receive a free $20 gift card with a purchase of a $100 gift card. Your friends will love your great taste and great tasting food. For tidings of comfort and joy, visit Bishop's Post, located just south of Chesterfield Mall, or at bishopspost.com.
AD Lift Truck and KTRS are teaming up to lift the spirits of the men, women, and children in our area who are homeless. Help them by dropping off checks and clothing items to the New Life Evangelistic Shelter off Locust Street. AD Lift Truck and KTRS care about St. Louis.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice, get real.
Hi, I'm Jerry the Jeweler. For all that glitters, shimmers, glistens, and shines this Christmas, visit me at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. Our Christmas hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 3, and Christmas Eve, 10 to 3. We are always closed on Sundays.
Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash, at the Repertory Theater December 3rd through the 28th. And you can win a pair of tickets on McGraw in the Morning.
How?
Well, not now, but when you hear...
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
That'll be your cue to text the REP to 84126 or register online at KTRS.com. And it could be you and a friend in premium seats at the Repertory Theater to see Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash from the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Look, holidays, cabs get really, really busy. You want to make sure you get the AM and the PM cab company, Laclede. An easy way to do that is with the app STL Taxi. It's free. Please download it. You'll be glad you did. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Bill.
I just heard that promo for Johnny Cash. One of my Bill on the Road stops earlier in the year was the Johnny Cash birthplace, the place where Johnny Cash lived until he was, I think he was 18 years old. It's in a little town called Dyess, Arkansas. You heard of it?
No.
No.
Well, I was okay. Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know where Dyess is.
I thought I'd try to add something to the conversation.
Well, you would have if Dan hadn't ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's par for the course.
It's his job.
Well, some kids in South Dakota are upset because their bus driver told them Santa Claus is not real.
What?
Yeah. And then their parents got upset when the bus driver told them, I don't have a driver's license. Everybody's mad.
It is reasonable.
I say Cyber Monday sales were not as great as expected. Yeah. Cyber Monday, it's, you know, it's just like Black Friday, except you're on the computer and you have to pepper spray yourself.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Mm. Speaking of Black Friday, there were some fantastic bargains out there if you went to shopping. For example, over at the Blockbuster Video, for $79.95, you could buy the whole franchise. It's yours.
I was going to say, when you said there were some great bargains, I was going to say, can you give me an example? Go ahead, Bill.
You just ruined
right.
it.
I ruined his report. He didn't like that
knocked
one.
Knocked the wind right out of it.
And finally.
I told you he'd recover. Bounce right back up.
By the way, thanks for giving some of those big nose jokes to John Wanda.
You're welcome.
Taking those, taking those away from me for a while.
Yeah, I'll give you a break.
Well, new study says the optimal sex time. What do you think? Optimal sex time. What do you think?
1972 for me.
30 seconds.
No, that's a date.
Oh, I don't know.
Morning.
13 minutes. 13 minutes.
Oh.
That's it kind of works down to this. 2 minutes of foreplay, 5 minutes of sex, and about 6 minutes trying to find your checkbook. And that's how that works.
That indicates people hire
checkbook.
People
who has checkbooks sales anymore?
Yeah. No kidding. Well, now here's your report.
You can swipe your card.
Well, we all ruined his report.
Everybody uses it.
All right. I am so glad I phoned in today.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so glad. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon, of course, by LaFleed Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See you guys. Bye.
You 6 minutes to pair with your war bonds.
Hang on. I'm being handed a bulletin. Hang on 1 second here.
What is this?
War bonds.
Hold on. Reliable investigative sources in California say that radical Muslims are planning to go on a rampage in the city of Los Angeles, killing anyone who is not a U.S. citizen. Repeating, reliable investigative sources in California say radical Muslims are planning on going on a rampage in the city of L.A., killing anyone who is not a U.S. citizen. Police fear the death toll could go as high as 6.
Get it?
Yeah.
Do you really get it? Because sometimes people say, yeah, I get it, and they didn't get it. Yeah, of course you did. First Community Credit Union have a couple of pieces of good news for you. Well, there's a lot of good news when you become a member. But they have a new credit card promotion. Any purchases made with a First Community Credit Card are 1.99% annual percentage rate. Very, very low. And that special rate is good on purchases made through December 31st of course, 2014. Again, 1.99% purchases made through the 31st of this month. Now, the other thing is the 100 reasons to move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. This is not good for new loans. This is strictly refinances. You take it away from your bank or wherever it is and bring it over to First Community, and they want to give you $100. Plus, they're probably going to give you a lower rate, so your monthly payment's going to be lower. That's probably what's going to happen, too. So, good all the way around. Just another of